here's a story from The World.
The pandemic and the economy are top priorities for Japan's new prime minister, but there's another that's taking root in Japan, racial justice. Japan's also been impacted by the global movement for countries to confront their own histories and their responsibility to change. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
Jamie Smith remembers the days and weeks after May 25th. She watched online videos of people marching to protest the killing of 46-year-old George Floyd.
It felt, for me, really hopeless.
Hopeless because Smith, a Black American, couldn't join the rallies on U.S. streets. She lives 6,000 miles away in Tokyo, Japan.
I was angry. I was sad. I was upset. And I was also kind of feeling like I live abroad. What can I do?
What she did was start talking with other Black Americans living in Tokyo. They felt the same way she did and wanted to speak up. So after some grassroots organization, Smith found herself on the front line of the city's largest ever march for Black Lives.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
We got our permit for 300, and I think someone called and told the police to maybe expect 1,000. Yeah, that was still too low.
3,500 people showed up. Japanese natives, Black foreigners, white foreigners, holding signs with both English and Japanese characters saying discrimination is born from ignorance and Black Lives Matter. But as those rallying cries echoed through the streets and spread via hashtags on social media, a backlash also formed. Critics accused marchers of ignoring coronavirus risks, and comments online argued racism is an American issue, not a Japanese one.
This is something we've heard a lot. Well, this is an American problem. We don't have racism here in Japan. That's not true.
Smith says the racism she's experienced in Japan is less violent than what she's seen in the U.S.
I've had strangers reach out and grab my hair. Strangers yell kusai, like stinky, at me on the street. Also, my first weekend in this area, I got stopped by police because I had a new bike.
That's similar to what author Baye McNeil has faced in Japan.
Doing things like not sitting next to you, or fleas might jump off of you onto them, kind of detour around you.
McNeil, a Black American who's lived in Japan since 2004, says that's different from racism he's seen in the States.
In Japan, it's mostly still just fear. There's not much hate when it comes to Blackness. It's just fear, and fear comes from the ignorance.
McNeil's writing has focused on dismantling that ignorance for years. He's become one of Japan's most prominent voices on Black issues, including the use of blackface, which is well documented in Japanese media. In 2009, Japanese actor Koichi Yamadera appeared on a popular variety show to perform Louis Armstrong's classic, What a Wonderful World. Yamadera performed in full blackface, yet received nothing but applause from the totally unperturbed Japanese audience.
What a wonderful world.
The imagery continued into 2017, when a Tokyo production of the musical Memphis featured a cast of almost entirely Japanese performers in blackface. Then, a New Year's Eve episode of a widely viewed TV show featured celebrity comic Hamada wearing a Detroit Lions football jacket, a curly wig, and blackface. He was said to be impersonating Eddie Murphy's character from the 1984 movie Beverly Hills Cop. Baye McNeil criticized this broadcast on Twitter, and while some defended the show, thousands of people supported McNeil's comments. Since then, there hasn't been another display of blackface in mainstream Japanese media, but racist imagery continues to be pervasive. This summer, degrading depictions of Black people appeared on Japan's public broadcaster, NHK.
俺たちが怒る!
The animated segment was reportedly meant to explain to Japanese audiences what was happening in the U.S. regarding the Black Lives Matter movement. But the show was steeped in racist imagery and reduced protesters to demeaning stereotypes, like men with oversized muscles and angry faces and looters shown in the background. McNeil says the report is the epitome of Japanese ignorance.
What you saw in an NHK segment was the problem here. We are stereotyped, and the people who are stereotyping us are not really aware that they're stereotyping us. So as far as they're concerned, this is what blackness is. This is what black people are. It looks extremely ugly. You know, it looks extremely racist.
NHK later apologized and took the clip offline and invited McNeil into its offices to discuss the offense. Though he felt like the station was listening to him for the wrong reasons.
I think they were listening for damage control. What can we do to make sure that black people don't get angrier at us, which is going to make us look bad in the media?
NHK said in a statement that they, quote, lacked awareness of whether the description in the clip was appropriate and how it might be received in and outside Japan. Ignorance and a lack of education on black issues is a real problem in Japan, says Kaisei Sugaura, a 25-year-old who grew up in a region near Tokyo. He joined marchers in the city this summer and has been posting about the movement online. But Sugaura says he didn't know anything about anti-black racism until he moved to the U.S. to go to college.
And then while I was there, I heard about Eric Garner.
Eric Garner, the 43-year-old black man who was killed by police on New York's Staten Island in July of 2014. Garner's case has stuck with Sugaura, and since returning home, he's been talking about racial justice with his friends. He says it's easier to talk about this stuff with his Japanese friends who have also lived in the U.S.
I think they're more close to it, to the problem. They know what's going on in the U.S. and stuff.
But even his Japanese friends who haven't been in the U.S. are curious about the Black Lives Matter movement. This week, many are paying close attention to Naomi Osaka, the tennis phenom with a Japanese mother and Haitian father who won the U.S. Open on Saturday after making headlines for wearing masks emblazoned with the names of victims of racial violence. In a press conference, Osaka said her goal was simple.
The point is to make people start talking.
That mission is in line with that of Black Lives Matter Tokyo, according to Jamie Smith. She says the organization wants to unite Black and Japanese people.
If we can get that kind of across, then Japanese people might be willing to speak up for us more in places where we cannot, because we're all one community.
It's a community she's proud to be a part of because, on the whole, Smith loves living in Japan and is dedicated to helping create lasting change. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier. From PRX.